Lee, what a tremendous effort by your team tonight. Just some of your emotions after that one.
Well, disappointed and proud. I think that's fair. Obviously disappointed because you still want to go for in the cup, but very proud of the players. And I thought not just the players but the club, because I thought we really showed what we was about. And if we can whip up a storm in every game like that, I know it's difficult because it's a cup game, but you can imagine what force we could be in our division.
You must be delighted how your team sort of went at Everton right from the off, didn't show any fear.
No, and that was important. We couldn't show fear, because if you show fear, you'll be on the back foot. We had a tactic to get him behind their left back, and we did. I think we got five or six times early, and I think one of the goals, maybe even both of the first couple, come from that. So I was well chuffed with the lads because they administered that tactic, and just disappointed in the end that we didn't quite have the nous really to maybe see it out. But I think the substitutions at half time for them, do you know what I mean, made a difference and put us on the back foot a bit. But great learning for our players.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about it being a young side, but the resolve shown when it went 2-2 and to come back and for Dan Crowley to score that goal then, I think that showed a lot tonight.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent as well tonight. He looked like he was like he's got Champions League medals on his mantelpiece. He's that sort of bold with the ball, and really enjoyed his performance and enjoyed everybody's performance. And that was a classic telltale sign of us and our courage in the game. Going to 2-2, could have capitulated, but go and get a third, and then they're on the back foot again.
What was going through your mind when that Conor Hourihan shot was whistling through the air?
Well, I thought it looked in from my angle, and I thought that this has been such a great tie that it was bound to nestle in the top corner, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. But like I say, generally I was delighted with the club.
Tough on Mark tonight with the own goal, because he again was outstanding.
Yeah, I think the way he's adapted, obviously, from non-league football to full-time football, and he'll definitely have a championship career minimum. He's still got loads of improvement in him as an individual, as have the team. Don't forget, this team's only played together for like six games, you know what I mean? So some real quality on show today, and delighted.
That last minute, just with the fans at the end of extra time, that it was a real moment. You talked about the club earlier, but for them to all stand to a man and applaud your team, that must have meant a lot to
you. Yeah, it did. It gave me a little lump in the throat and a tear in the eye. And I'm sure that the players would have had their sort of hair stand up on the back of their neck. And that's what we're about, isn't it? That's the identity we want. That's what we want to create. That's what people at Barnsley want to see. We want to be like that week in, week out. And if we lose, we lose. But we lose trying to play our stuff, being bold and being aggressive in our play.